This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the show
with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now I rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And holy moly, today's an abbreviated show. We're only on for an hour, and we've got 9 hours of material to jam in.
So, let's get it done.
How we're going to do it, but we're going to do it before we start, because I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we've got a Canes game tonight that is the biggest game in over two decades. I want to tell you that this is a huge day to get to Canesware in Davie. You can get Hurricanes merch right now. You're going to a watch party tonight. You're just watching at home on your couch. However you're going to watch Canes Ole Miss, maybe you're listening to it on the radio. I mean, you got to get to Canesware in Davie. They've been putting up on social media some of their college football playoff gear. It's right there waiting for you. And maybe you got some cash over the holidays. Spend it on what you really want, some new Canes gear. And if it's not just the Canes, maybe you're feeling a little reinvigorated with the Dolphins. They've got Dolphins merch at Canesware. They've got Hurricanes basketball merch, Inter Miami, the Marlins, the Panthers, the Heat. I mean, it is all right there at Canesware in Davie. But we got a big one tonight, and if you don't have new gear to rock, you've got time to get to Canesware in Davie on University Drive, right next to La Spada's, or online at canesware.com. Canesware, the spot, South Florida sports fans shop. You're going to hear Canes football tonight, pregame, in 55 minutes on this very radio station. Now, Crowder, there's been a coaching decision made for the Miami Dolphins today, and I didn't see this coming without the news of John Harbaugh being confirmed, so I'm a little bit taken aback.
Yeah, they got together, they brought Troy Aikman in, and they could figure this thing out now.
I saw someone tweet, do you think Mike McDaniel would have lost his job had they not brought Troy Aikman on board? Because he was the one who was so highly critical of McDaniel, and now he's gonzo.
I go to people's houses, and I'm the one to have to tell them that their dog is bad as hell. That dog can't eat off the table. He's eating off your table. They got so used to it. Troy had to walk in and tell him the dog is eating off the table. Get rid of this dog. Yes, a sound mind was in the building.
Well, let me give you some of the deets. Here is the official press release from the Miami Dolphins. After careful evaluation and extensive discussion since the season ended, I have made the decision that our organization is in need of comprehensive change. I informed Mike McDaniel this morning that he has been relieved of his duties as head coach. This is obviously Stephen Ross talking. I love Mike. and want to thank him for his hard work, commitment, and the energy he brought to our organization. Mike is an incredibly creative football mind whose passion for the game and his players was evident every day. I wish him and his family the best moving forward. Now, here's what Mike McDaniel had to say. This was his official release. Coaching this team and being a part of this great organization, this great franchise, has been the honor of a lifetime. When I took this job, I had a vision of a team that was bonded together and played with passion and energy on the path to winning championships. I gave everything I had for that goal. I am disappointed, especially for the fans, that we did not have better results on the field, but I am grateful for every coach, player, and staff member who poured themselves into that vision alongside me. I'm grateful to Stephen Ross for the opportunity he gave me, a little-known coach at the time when he hired me. Most of all, I'm thankful to my wife, Katie, our daughter, Isla, for their unending love and support. I love this game, the people, and relationships that are part of it, and I will forever cherish my time in Miami.
I usually always call BS on one side or the other of one of these breakups. I think both of them are truly genuine.
I agree.
McDaniel, it wasn't a known coach. Like, we were surprised. Why would you hire this, you know, this little crazy guy that was hanging out with Kyle Shanahan all these years? And I think he kept his job. Stephen Ross said it. He genuinely loves Mike McDaniel. He has an emotional attachment to Mike McDaniel. Yep. I think they both said it perfectly. We have to move on. And Mike said it. Hey, we didn't have the success on the field I wanted. Let's go. Let's figure this thing out on the back end.
Now, here's what Jeff Darlington from ESPN, we all trust Jeff. Here's what Jeff Darlington says about what transpired today. Some context into the Dolphins' decision to fire Mike McDaniel per multiple people involved in the decision. Owner Steve Ross met with McDaniel on Tuesday, and the outcome of the meeting left Ross very conflicted. He really likes Mike, quote, loves his intelligence and offensive mind. But Tuesday's meeting resulted in some hard thoughts. Ross didn't feel like the results were there, and despite the end of year production, Ross simply wasn't comfortable moving forward with the status quo. Now, for the elephant in the room, I'm told the Dolphins have not yet been in touch with John Harbaugh or anyone in his camp, and people close to the decision are adamant this decision to move away from McDaniel is independent of Harbaugh's availability. I'm told the Dolphins will conduct the head coaching search after a GM is in place, which should be in the next few days. Yes, it obviously could lead to discussions with Harbaugh, and yes, one of the GM candidates, Chad Alexander, is very close to Harbaugh. But people close to the situation tell me this decision to fire Mike would have been made either way.
Great decision. And it's funny, we talked about it yesterday. Solana, we were talking about how the power struggles crazy when you have a head coach and not a GM, and it was weird. Yes, owner, hire your GM. Let your GM be a part of hiring your head coach. Let's get back to normality of what the NFL and professional teams are. Let's get back to
I find it strange. I find it odd that you didn't know till today that you wanted to move on from McDaniel, but you didn't know that after Sunday's game against New England. I am perplexed that it took them 4 days to decide whether he was the right guy moving forward. So I'm not necessarily certain I buy they haven't talked with John Harbaugh. I'm not saying it's a done deal. But I don't think they make this move unless they really are ready to roll the dice and say, whatever it takes, go get me that guy.
I would say, what if Stephen Ross said, I'm not firing somebody midseason? Because we've talked about that. He flat out didn't want to fire McDaniel. It's his friend. We're not fine. After game 17, week 18, I'll sit down and fully evaluate this season.
You're going to evaluate it, though, for the last 4 days? You didn't know Sunday that he wasn't the right guy? You needed to talk to him one more time on Tuesday to know he's not the right guy?
That's what Jeff said. He talked to him, and then he was conflicted. I was conflicted when we lost to the Colts week 1. I was conflicted last season. He had to go in to do his due diligence. Has he been, I think, does he have PTSD from the Flores thing and the firings that he has been a part of where it was just weird and the Jim Harbaugh with Sperano type thing? Is he not comfortable firing and hiring head coaches? I don't think he is. I think it's awkward for him to fire a head coach. And now he wanted to do it in a very slow-paced, meticulous, you know, methodical way.
That's how you get beat, though, when you allow other teams to get the jump on you.
No,
I would just say, like, you say you need to do his due diligence. He watched him coach the team for 4 years, including all the games this season. And you're telling me his due diligence was, you know, I need to have one more conversation with him on Tuesday to really know if I think he's the steward next year.
To be fair, it does take me 2 days to understand anything Mike McDaniel says after one of his press conferences, too. 2 days
but
at least.
4 years is my point. It's 4 years.
It took Troy Aikman to explain it to him.
Could be. I had a friend, my friend Justin, you guys know him, he texted me. All these Dolphins fans celebrating the demise of McDaniel and Tua, I'm kind of bummed. I just want the franchise I've been riding with for 30 years to do something great, and here we go again with another rebuild that'll take at least 2 years if we get remotely lucky like Denver. There is that part of the equation as well. The Tua Mike McDaniel era seems to be over, unless it becomes the Tua Harbaugh era, which I guess crazier things have happened. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk. We're only on for an hour today. We're going to talk about the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. We are still going to talk about the Canes game tonight, which is the biggest game in over 2 decades. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do a quick look at the headlines in the next segment, and then Danny Cannell is going to join us briefly to break down tonight's game. Cheetah Pompano, that's a great spot to watch the game tonight. HDTVs throughout the club and VIP areas and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. So again, tonight, Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach, you can watch the game. You can watch all the NFL playoff games there over the weekend as well. And mark this on your calendar, January 24th at Cheetah Pompano, you can catch UFC 324. Cheetah Pompano, absolutely perfect place to watch a big UFC card. You can do that January 24th. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big night for the Miami Hurricanes. Big night for the Miami Hurricanes. It's the beginning of the year. This is the perfect time to visit International Jewelers Exchange. Whether you got maybe a year-end bonus or some holiday spending cash, you can always find something special for yourself or someone you love at International Jewelers Exchange. Incredible timepieces, diamonds, gold, even custom-made jewelry. And then before you know it, I hate to be the bearer of bad news or good news, it's going to be Valentine's Day. Oh. So get started now. Give her the gift she's been dreaming of. Imagine giving her a Valentine's Day gift that she'll cherish forever. The place to make that happen is International Jewelers Exchange. With over 40 years in business and 3 South Florida locations, they really are your jewelry superstore. If you've never stepped foot in the International Jewelers Exchange before, go visit. There's more than 150 individual jewelers, all family owned and operated, to choose from under one roof. You literally will be able to find anything you're looking for. Anything. Maybe you want to custom design a piece of jewelry for your lady for Valentine's Day. That's no problem at International Jewelers Exchange, but now's the time to get started with that. You're not dealing with salespeople. You're engaging with jewelers with over 50 years' experience. Prices are wholesale to the public. They have three locations, Boca Raton on Glades, just west of the Turnpike, Aventura, a block south of the mall, and Boynton Beach at Boynton Beach Boulevard and Military Trail. International Jewelers Exchange, unbeatable by design. So, looking at a tweet from Barry Jackson, and he says that essentially Mike McDaniel was really caught off guard with this today. Barry Jackson tweets, a very close associate of McDaniel told me Monday that he and Mike's inner circle would be shocked if he was fired. As we noted, Barry writes, Mike was surprised to get the news today. He was adored internally as a person. So it's a very melancholy day from a personal standpoint inside those offices. He treated everyone with class and respect. And then Barry points out, John Harbaugh expects to interview multiple places with the Dolphins being a strong contender. So, yeah, I do think it was difficult for Stephen Ross. I think you're 100% right because I don't think he wanted to get rid of him.
No, I had some of my best teammates. I tell you all the time, my favorite teammates I enjoyed being around, hanging with, they weren't great ball players. What's y'all's best memory of Donnie Spragan? I'll wait. Nothing. But Donnie's a great dude. He has 2 degrees from Harvard. Like, he's a genius. He just wasn't good at football. It is what it is. This is a performance-based business.
Let's get headlines quickly here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Achan Adele. You always make fun of me about Achan Adele.
I think I do have an Achan Adele memory, but I got to check Google to see what it is.
My homeboy, man.
Would you guys agree that Stephen Ross got it right, though, ultimately here by
no.
cleaning
If they
house?
Don't get John Harbaugh, then I think that they got caught off guard. I am a firm believer that they thought. Do you remember all the reports we read going into the offseason when there were still 4 or 5 games left? Mike McDaniel is safe. Mike McDaniel's safe. They're going to bring him back. These were credible reports from credible reporters. I think they felt their hand was forced. Harbaugh became available. They didn't want to be caught flat-footed by, hey, we still have a coach. We don't want John Harbaugh and his representation to say, well, we're not going to interview with a team that has a current head coach. And I think they got forced into this decision. So I don't know if it was the right decision or not. If you end up with Anthony Weaver as your head coach next season, did they get it right?
If it's not McDaniel, yes.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people will feel that way. So I know I'm probably in the minority there.
I'm about to say, Hulk, you see Mike McDaniel winning a playoff game in the next 3-4 years.
I just don't know. I'm a believer of, unless I see something out there that I know is markedly better, what's the point going into next season?
And we're hoping that we find the next Liam Cohen. That's the Jaguars guy they found. They're 12-4 now. They're top in the AFC. They're about to play a playoff game. I know we're praying for that, but I know what I was doing was wrong, so I just want to try something different. McDaniel or blank? I would go with blank right now. I'm honest
with you. I think 99% of Dolphins fans would, so I know I'm in the minority on that one.
And I don't feel as strongly that Mike McDaniel's not a good head coach as most people that are in that camp do. But I do know sometimes certain things run its course. Harbaugh's time in Baltimore ran its course. Mike McDaniel's time in Miami ran its course. Tua, Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel. You once called them the big three, Hawk. Those three, whether it's fair or not, there's context to it, sure, those three were attached together. They were all brought in. He was brought in to fix Tua. Chris Greer drafted Tua. And it appears Stephen Ross, he moved on from Chris Greer. He wants to move on from Tua Tagovailoa, clearly. And I don't see how you could keep Mike McDaniel. Hawk, if the Dolphins brought back Mike McDaniel and Champ Kelly next year as their general manager, who's going to get an opportunity to actually interview for this position, the fan base would go nuts. That is the epitome of status quo. He couldn't do it. He had to move on from McDaniel.
But I don't understand what the delay was then. I believe their plan was to come back with Mike McDaniel. I believe that was their plan. I think they thought they saw enough with Quinn Ewers and Mike McDaniel to say, hey, just for 2026-27, we're kind of in an okay situation to get us to the next go-round, which will be the ultimate change. I think they had their hand forced here. I don't think this was – I don't think this – as much as Jeff Darlington says it and Barry Jackson says it, I'm having a tough time believing that this was their actual plan.
And as they the reports came out that they interviewed Champ Kelly and they interviewed three other GMs. Through those interviews, what if those GMs that they're interested in, obviously, said, I don't want to come here with McDaniel as the sitting head coach?
Oh, I'm of the belief they heard that from every GM candidate and from Troy Aikman and from Dan Marino. I still believe that Stephen Ross wasn't planning on getting rid of him, even though he probably was hearing halfway through the season, you've got to make a change.
They could call Joe Montana and Steve Young if they want to. Whatever old quarterbacks they want to ask. But maybe it was – they had to – it is crazy to say. And it's an attachment, emotional attachment. They had to pry McDaniel out of Stephen Ross's mind and hands to not make him the head coach.
You're right. All right, anything in the headline, Solana?
His tenure ends 35-33 in the regular season, 35-35, including the playoffs. Trae Young became the only player in the history of the NBA to say, I want to go to the Washington Wizards.
Wild.
And
absolutely wild.
The Atlanta Hawks said, okay. But the Atlanta Hawks didn't get a lot back, gentlemen. I don't know what you guys made of that trade, but very bizarre trade when I saw it yesterday.
I don't think it was a bizarre trade. My son sent me a meme, a picture of Luka and Trae, and it said, these two guys combined are worth one draft pick. Shows you how crazy the NBA is, because you can do a picture of Rudy Gobert and say this guy is worth five draft picks.
I think Atlanta and Trae were sick of each other.
Yes.
And they just said, let's move on.
You don't think they could have gotten one draft pick for Trae Young from somebody? It almost seems
like
I don't know if the
league views him with any value.
Yeah. Do you look at Trae? When we talk about stars, we're just riffing. We never say Trae Young's name.
Which, by the way, I think is a harbinger of what you would expect from Tyler Hero. I think the same notion around the league is like, yeah, there's not the craziest amount of value here.
Mm-mm. Well, some people might say the Heat can learn a valuable lesson from what the Hawks just had to do, which is bite a bullet. And they didn't trade Trae Young 2-3 years ago when he was looked upon as a legit star. He was an all-star. Some people would have argued he was a superstar when he took down the Knicks in 2021. And they didn't want to move on from him then. And they waited and waited and waited. And look what happened.
Well, his trajectory seemed like it was going through the roof. I don't blame them for that.
He was supposed to be the next Steph Curry.
I mean, we were excited to watch him play. Dude was hitting logo threes.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he's still hitting logo threes. The problem is he doesn't move from the logo after that. He just stays there. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, quote, my plan is to be here for the rest of my career. If they don't want me, I'm not the one in charge. I am an employee to the Athletic, discussing his future with the Bucks.
He gone. He's lining them up. He is out of there.
The Miami Hurricanes play the biggest football game a Miami football team has played in 20-plus years tonight, gentlemen.
We are going to get an opinion, a pick on the game from Danny Cannell in the next segment.
Your weather.
One of my largest bets I've ever had on Hard Rock app is on the Canes tonight.
-3.5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm telling y'all, man, this Trinidad Champions is going to get hell with Bane and Mesidor. It's just, he's not going to do that wiggly diggly 7-on-7 stuff he does.
I'm squirreling with the 3.5. I texted you guys earlier. Like, I want to bet the Canes money line, but I don't want to lay that much money. And man, like, I think they're going to win, but 3.5 is what's scaring me.
I'll buy it down to 2.5.
Hawk.
Go in.
Hawk, your boy, Rome Odunze, this is breaking news. Off the injury report, he will play versus the Packers on
Let's
Sunday.
Let's go. Bears, Saturday night, Soldier Field in the snow, hosting the Packers. Big one for Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and Rome Odunze.
One catch, 6 yards. Rome Odunze.
The Panthers do play at the Canadiens. They're in Montreal and the Miami Heat, they're in Chicago to play the Bulls. That'll be at 8
Boozy.
P.M.
Boozy, over under 18 and a half. Get out of here with that, Vegas.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is hot once again. It's in the high 80s. That's your weather.
All right, Danny Cannell is going to join us next. We're going to talk some Dolphins with him and Canes Ole Miss, so do not go anywhere.
It's a new year. Make this year the year you finally get that Cadillac you've always wanted. You're looking at my wife's. You're looking at your neighbors. You're looking at some sitting at the stoplight. Man, go to Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. They have a road ahead sales event going on, and that means you get savings on all the best Cadillacs. And right now, you can get behind the wheel of a Cadillac Lyriqs or XT4. You choose, and it's only $319 a month. Or imagine how much money you will be saving on select models of Cadillacs with only 3.9% financing. And my man Chris Atkins down there, the GM, he's going to throw in a $1,000 purchase allowance just because he loves his customers. I am a customer. I'm not messing around. My wife has a beautiful Cadillac IQ. You got to make this year you get that Cadillac, whether you're driving to the game, going to pick up the kids, headed to the grocery store. What if you got a hot date? You will be riding in style with Lyriqs or XT4. Your choice, $319 a month, or finance as low as 3.9% plus a $1,000 purchase allowance. Get ready for the road ahead at Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. And I always tell you, I'm backed by Morris through the sale, the trade-in, the lease, the purchase, the sales department, everybody down there. It's a great feeling to be backed by Morris.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He is trolling Danny Cannell with All About the U. I mean, he's kind enough to come on. He's going to have to talk good stuff about the U, but that's a little trolling going on there.
I came around, Danny. I'm a Gator. You're a Seminole. I came around. The game's playing ball, bro.
Hold on. Before we get to Danny, Gulfstream Park in beautiful Hallandale Beach is off and racing. The championship meet is on, featuring live racing every Thursday through Sunday. You can witness the nation's top horses and jockeys compete on the iconic Gulfstream track. Gulfstream Park also offers the hottest slots and electronic table games, combines the excitement of casino gaming with the thrill of thoroughbred racing in one electrifying destination. We will do our show live January 23rd, Friday, January 23rd at Gulfstream Park at 10 Palms to get you ready for the Pegasus World Cup, which is the next day, the 24th, biggest day of racing. And you can still get limited tickets at GulfstreamPark.com, but they are almost gone. And then the road to greatness for the Holy Bull Stakes comes up January 31st. So you want to be at Gulfstream for that as well. The 31st is also Taste at the Track, tacos and tequila. So get your Pegasus, your Holy Bull, your Taste at the Track tickets right now at GulfstreamPark.com. Danny Cannell, he was part of the 1993 FSU National Championship team. He knows what we're talking about here. He played quarterback in the NFL for a decade. He's a fantastic broadcaster and radio host on Sirius XM and CBS. And he comes to us today courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff semifinal game and championship lines, along with a plethora of CFP props. But before we talk about that, Danny, were you surprised that the Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel today and not necessarily if they were going to fire him on Sunday night or Monday?
No. Yes, I'm surprised they fired him as late as they did because it didn't go down on Black Monday when all the coaches kind of typically get fired. But when John Harbaugh did get fired from the Ravens, I do think that was somebody that found, you know, that I thought was really attractive for the Dolphins. The connections that Stephen Ross has had with Jim Harbaugh and kind of wanting that, the connections with Chad Alexander, the GM who's had a long history with Harbaugh. I think all of that kind of points to, oh, that's why they fired Mike McDaniel, despite looking like they were going to keep him. Now, my only thing is, and I have a buddies of mine that are all, it's a mess. My high school buddies, I've got Ole Miss graduates, Miami Hurricane fans, and Dolphins fans. So there's like a mix of all these different topics in our group chat. And I told them what I'll tell you. I hope the Dolphins don't screw this up, because I think that was the thinking, is we're going to fire Mike McDaniel. We're going to get John Harbaugh. Just make sure you get him now. Because like all of a sudden, like they could be left and like, uh-oh, what do we do now? And from all the accounts I've seen is that Harbaugh wants to be very patient, which I get it. I would too. He wants to see who's going to lose potentially in the wild card round. And if another job opens up, man, I would hope you have this thing secured and locked up. And you better have a plan B as well, or else you could be scrambling in a hurry. And I was kind of blown away because I was looking at all the jobs that are lined up that guys have interviewed for. And it was like, are we really going to go down the road of all these retreads again? Like Mike McCarthy's interviewing with the Giants. I was like, are you serious? Like, this is the best we have to offer. Vance Joseph, like all these guys that didn't work and they're just, oh, they were a head coach, so let's bring them in for an interview. I hope the Dolphins do, because I think John Harbaugh would be the slam dunk, easiest hire. Everyone gets back instant credibility in a locker room, which I think this locker room needs. I think they need a little bit, somebody they look up to and respect a little bit more after what we saw transpire under Mike McDaniel's era.
And Danny, but speaking of like Harbaugh taking his time and wanting to look at it, there were odds out of where he's going to end up. And I think the Giants job is amazing. You have Jackson Dart, you know he can play. You got that defensive front is crazy what they put together. But I think the Dolphins were like 6 or 7 on the list. Is it an attractive job? If you're John Harbaugh, are you looking at Dolphins? It's like, oh, this is the place to go win.
It's a great point, Channing. I think obviously quarterback is a huge missing piece. They don't draft in a spot where you can get two of the top guys, whether it's Dante Moore or Fernando Mendoza. So that's a huge question mark. But I think you would have to find this as sort of a more of a project. Like any of the Giants, you look at it, you say, all right, I can win in the next couple of years with some of those pieces. I think if you're taking the Dolphins, this one thing I would be telling Ross and everybody that I would come in is this is going to take some time. And that's probably not what any fan base wants to hear. But after what the Dolphins have been through, I think they'd be willing to be a little bit more patient in year one. Now, we know how the NFL works. You're not going to get 3 or 4 years to just, oh, take your time. But I do think that's something I would do. And there are a lot of salary cap issues with Tyreek and with Tua. So I do get it. There are some issues. I mean, we're all Dolphins fans, right? We all kind of grew up around here. We've covered them. So I think it's still attractive because of the opportunity being in South Florida. I think it's a very attractive place to bring players. A lot of players want to come here and play. But I do think there are other jobs that you can win quicker.
McDaniel, Tua era. Seems like it's come to an end. McDaniel certainly, and it feels like it's on the outs for Tua, who has a better chance in their next stop at not only landing on their feet, but McDaniel becoming a head coach again. Would he have success? Or Tua finding another opportunity to be, I don't want to call it a franchise quarterback, but at the very least a starting quarterback. Who has the better chance in your mind?
It's a good question, because I thought you were just going to say, you know, who's going to find a job quicker? And I think McDaniel will be snatched up pretty quick as an offensive coordinator. I still think he's a really good offensive mind. And I think he's still young enough where he can go be an offensive coordinator, do really well, and then people could be like, oh, he's grown up, he's matured, he's learned how to command a locker room, that presence. And, you know, I don't think he'll ever change. I think he's always going to be quirky. Tua is such an anomaly, because you've seen him play good at times. He's been very accurate. But the concussion issue, I think, is going to scare a lot of teams. The contract's going to scare a lot of teams. I think his mental aspect, his mental makeup is going to be examined. So I would say I probably feel like Mike McDaniel, but like it just might take longer. Like, I don't know if Tua's ever going to be the guy again. I just don't. I don't know. I like him. He's a really nice guy. I just don't know. Again, does he command a locker room? Is he the type of alpha that's going to come into a huddle, come into a locker room? Everybody's just going to be like, that's our guy. I don't know if he has that presence.
I mean, they weren't showing up for his meetings.
I know, right? Right? And granted, you can lose one locker room and you can go start fresh somewhere else, but I don't, Hawk, you make a good point. Like, I don't know if he's got like sort of that mentality that makes you like a Pied Piper, which a lot of the great quarterbacks are.
Let me shift gears here with Danny Cannell, because we've got the biggest Hurricanes game in over two decades. And Danny Cannell, by the way, is with us courtesy of betonline.ag. You want updated college football playoff semifinal game odds and lines, go to betonline.ag. Canes and Ole Miss tonight, Danny. Woo. Who you got?
A fun one. I like Miami. I really do. I've had a roller coaster ride with Miami because I came in hot early in the season saying maybe they miss a bowl game. But I am one that is
willing. We were taking notes.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we had the notes. We got the notes. But I did get off that pretty quick. I would say even when I watched Carson Beck against Notre Dame, and I was like, oh, he looks like he's got a grasp of the system. He looked, because that was the one piece that I really was worried about, was he's coming off a major surgery. He's going into a new system with a whole new locker room. How is that going to work? And after watching him against Notre Dame, I was like, oh, man, he looks like he's pretty comfortable in the system. He looks pretty good from that aspect. And I would like to say, I think there were other people that thought the same, but even after they lost to SMU and they had two losses, I was like, they can still make the playoff. They can still get in. And then I was one of the ones pounding the table saying they should be in because of the head-to-head with Notre Dame. And then watching what they could do, I'm a big believer in their offensive and defensive lines. It is still about line play and being able to dominate the line of scrimmage. And as much attention as they get on the defensive line because of Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor, I do think this offensive line is spectacular. And what they've been able to do is awesome. Trinidad Chambliss scares me, but I'm betting on Miami because I'm betting against Trinidad Chambliss having the type of game he had against Georgia, which was really his best game of the season, his best quarter in the fourth quarter. I'm betting against that happening again. Like he was really good all season long, but he wasn't that. And if he's that, like if he gets the hot hand, it's like Steph Curry getting hot, like good luck. Then it's anybody's game. I still think Miami could win, but I do think Miami will do a better job of getting after Trinidad Chambliss, keeping him in the pocket. I don't think he's going to just play. I don't think he's not going to do anything. But I do think they have better speed than Georgia. Georgia was, for a lot of the season, Georgia was last in the SEC in sacks. I think they finished, 11th or 12th in the SEC in sacks. They were not a great team pressuring the passer. Miami in this playoffs is 12 sacks. Like, they have been awesome. So I do think I trust Miami's defense more than I trust Trinidad Chambliss. I also think you'll see Carson Beck play better. I think as much as his 103 yards and 138 that he had, it's like, oh, well, he's just being a game manager. People kind of forget. One was against Texas A&M in College Station in wind, and the other was against Ohio State, who people talked about them like they were the 85 Bears, and they are a really good defense. But, like, I still think Carson Beck could have his best game of the playoffs tonight against Ole Miss. Their defense is good. I think he'll have good protection. And I think Ole Miss is going to sell out to stop the run, which is going to present some great opportunities on the outside with some one-on-one matchups that I think Beck will hit a couple of those.
With the Trinidad Chambliss, as you watch him, I have two quarterback questions for you because, it's who you're an expert at. With Trinidad, I'm telling him, send Mezidor, send Bain, and just have a spy standing there when he takes off and cover on the back end. Don't blitz him. Don't give him no one-on-ones. Make him get away from the two All-American ends, and if he scrambles, have a linebacker stand there to get him. I think the game plan should be easy to stop Trinidad.
Agreed. And if you watch Georgia, they didn't have those ends, so they had to send pressure. They had to send six guys and seven guys, and then he's able to miss some of them. They didn't have a spy, and you have to play man-to-man behind it, as you know, Channing, and that's hard to cover guys when he's scrambling around there for 5-6 seconds. Against Miami, and this is huge, if they don't have to send a lot of pressure, which they'll pick their spots, they're going to blitz some, but if they can get those edges to win and have a spy like you're talking about, they can play a lot of zone behind it and keep guys. You can see his eyes, you can see where he's going to throw, and you get interception opportunities. He's been really good with football. He doesn't just throw it up. I think he's only got 3 interceptions on the year, so he's not careless with football, but he also doesn't force it. He might not have anywhere to go with the football. So I agree with you. I think that formula is pretty clear cut for what Miami should do defensively.
And one more. I know I'm a Canes fan tonight. I've adopted the U. By far, Carson Beck's the worst of these four quarterbacks left in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, we ranked him on my radio show with Dusty Dvorak, and he had Dante Moore fourth. I had Carson Beck fourth. So I was with you, Channing. Dante Moore has not played great.
By far, though, Danny? By far, Crowder is saying.
Yeah. Oh, no, because, I mean, the dude is 35-5 as a starter. He's 15-3. Now, granted, some of that goes back to Georgia, and he's played more. I'll take his veteran experience. I think, quietly, I think he's played great. Like, some of the third down throws that he made against Ohio State, tight windows, when he ran the ball, I thought that was huge. What was it, 3rd and 11? He got the first down when he tucked it and trucked the defense, like he tucked it and ran. I think he's making really good decisions. We use that game manager term as such a negative. I think it's an incredible compliment. I thought he has managed the game exactly the way you would want him to. I also think he's healthier than he's ever been. Like his, and I do know for a fact that he was not 100% through the first 6-7 games of the season. Like he was not able to just sling it as far as he can. Like he had limitations throughout half of the season. I think he's gotten stronger and stronger. And again, that's why I do think he will have a solid game tonight. Now there's always that question. But if you do take out the Louisville game, which was 4 picks, like his touchdown interception ratio isn't that bad. And he did have the 1 pick against SMU in overtime, where his receiver, he never should have made the throw, but his receiver did him no favors by kind of tailing away and letting the defender come underneath it. You know, they could have had some help there. So I think I had him low on the list too, but I think they're all really good quarterbacks. And I think he's capable of winning the national championship. I think clearly he's that type of quarterback.
Would be great. Danny Cannell joining us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff semifinal game and championship lines, along with a plethora of CFP props. Danny, enjoy the game tonight. We appreciate your time. We're out of time because we have a hard out because of the Canes pregame, but I'm going to ask you one quick question. You can give us a 1 or 2 word answer on the way out. John Harbaugh will be the next head coach of the blank.
The Giants. I think the Dolphins will screw this up somehow.
It was more than the 2 words I allotted. See you, sorry. Danny.
I was with Danny.
Atlantic Men's Clinic. Men, the new year is here. Improving your health might be one of your big resolutions, but when you're tired and low on energy and not sleeping well, you're not seeing progress in the gym, staying committed can be tough. So Atlantic Men's Clinic can help with your resolution because those symptoms are signs sometimes of low testosterone, and low T causes so many problems, including low sex drive, bad sleep, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. And instead of just saying, well, that's what happens when you get older, treat that low testosterone. Change your life. I love the fact that I'm going to Atlantic Men's Clinic for a testosterone shot. I wish I'd started going there sooner. So do yourself a favor. Schedule a consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. There's 7 locations in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them at 877-455-7300, or you can visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Folks, we're going to turn it over to the Hurricanes pregame show. That's right, everybody, throw that you. We're going to turn it over to Hollywood and Brian Monroe and a cast of thousands. Get you ready for Canes Ole Miss tonight, which you will hear on this very radio station. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Canes. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Go Canes, hell.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.